suppose, I thought it was a really good effort by our team this week. We had a good week of practice. We had a good, had a real good focus for the game. And, I thought we made plays in all three phases of the game, which is, good team win, good complimentary game. So it's always good to come up here and win. So great to see our fans there at the end of the game, cheering us on. It's good turnout over here from that group. So good to come in here and win, and good to have contributions from everybody. I thought we had a solid week of practice, and played a fairly solid game today. Not perfect, but did a lot of things well.
Billy, comment on Rob Brink's franchise record for most touchdowns.
Great, yeah, love it. Love it. Love to see those touchdowns.
When you look at Gronkowski, just the way he plays as a pass catcher and a blocker, just a complete tight end, I'm curious if you've seen in your time in the league any sort of match for him in the way he plays the game.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of great players in this league, and there have been a lot of great players, but, Rob does a good job. He competes hard, makes plays in the passing games, blocks in the running game, does whatever you ask him to do. So, very unselfish player. It's great to coach. So, given his great leadership as a captain, something he has done in the past, but it's kind of been a new role for him, and he's embraced that, and I think done well for us there, too, so.
Some similarities between his touchdown today and last week, in the sense of it almost seemed like momentum might have been going to the other side, and you guys hit a big play.
Yeah, it was a big drive. Yeah, it's a big drive, and he answered their score. They took the safety out of the middle field. We were in empty. Rob, ended up beating, I think it was Roby, right, inside, and ran away from him. So that was impressive, too.
Brady at 39, just as good or better than he was at 29. This guy just happens.
I thought we had good play from our entire team today. Tom did a good job. We had a lot of the guys play well too, so it was a good team win.
On the touchdown pass to Hogan, the play before it, touchdown to callback, looked like Tom took a pretty good hit on that. I don't know if you saw it. What was your thought on just his toughness to come back on the next play and make that long throw to Hogan?
Yeah, well, Tom's a tough player. We've seen that from day one, so I don't think that's ever been an issue. Mentally and physically, he's about as tough as they come.
I know you guys don't lose faith in Steven and what he's been able to do over the course of his career, but it must have been nice for you guys to see that from him today, the performance that he had
established. Yeah, Steve's one of the best kickers in the league, and we have a lot of confidence in him. If we need a kick, there's nobody I'd rather send out there than Steve. It's another mentally tough guy.
Looked like another solid game from Malcolm Butler. Some change at the number two cornerback spot. Just how valuable is it to have a guy that you can depend on who's so solid at the number one spot?
Malcolm's practiced well the last 3 weeks and, has been giving us some really solid performances. They threw a lot of balls outside. It was a good test for our corners all the way around. I'm sure we'll see that going forward, but this is a good group. Taylor throws a good deep ball, throws the ball well outside the numbers. They have some big receivers, so it was good to. Maybe we need to see it, and I think we made some plays, and of course they made some.
Mm-hmm. Any initial thoughts about going to the bye 7-1?
No, it was we'll get ready for Seattle and. We're heading into that NFC West now with Seattle, San Francisco, and the Rams coming up soon. So it's kind of like we had earlier in the year. We were dealing with the AFC North. We had three of those four teams. So be a lot of teams we're not very familiar with. But obviously Seattle's. I have great respect for Coach Carroll and the Seahawk program. So that'll be a big test for us. No question about that.
Times on defense where you had one too many players and one where you couldn't get an extra one on. Was there any headset communication, technology things that you were struggling with, or was that more just
I think I've already talked about that ad nauseum, so okay. Nothing's changed. But regardless of that, we got to do a better job with what we're doing. So they had them, we had them, we need a substitute cleaner. Regardless of what else is or isn't going on.
Final question for Coach.
Danny Amendola's kickoff return in the second half.
Huge play. Yeah, huge play. Good blocking. Got him started. Got him up to about the, I don't know, 35, 40-yard line. And he broke a couple tackles. And, you know, Danny's just, you know, been clutch for us ever since he got here. He's made big plays in big games, punt returns, kick returns, catches, blocks. Just does whatever you ask him to do. A really unselfish player. And that was a huge play for us because, you know, we had kicked a field goal at the end of the first half. Then that gave us a chance to, you know, to kind of stretch it out without them really ever getting possession of the ball. So that was a huge play for us. But, you know, good job by our kickoff return team, you know, creating the opportunity for him to, you know, get started and be able to make a play there.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, we're good. Yep, thank you. Okay.